Wendy Davis supporters packed a small hall off Main Street in Fort Worth, determined to drown out any doubts about her nomination. When Davis took to the microphone, she thanked voters for making her only the third female gubernatorial nominee in Texas after Ann Richards and Ma Ferguson.
As governor, I will fight to give our kids a 21st century education and an economy built for the jobs of tomorrow.
Then, Davis took aim at her Republican opponent on the issue of education, her top priority.
And then there's Greg Abbott. He's defending those cuts, cuts that laid off teachers and forced our kids into overcrowded classrooms. I will be a governor who fights for all freedoms, not just certain freedoms, for certain people.
Davis highlighted her education message by identifying one little girl in the audience who was quietly chanting, "Davis, Davis, Davis."
Thanks especially to that little voice we just heard. That's why we're doing this, right? She is why we're doing this.
At the same time, in San Antonio, Republican supporters were cheering on Greg Abbott after he said, "No way to bigger government in the state of Texas."
We have seen that more government leads to more spending, which leads to more taxes, which would lead to the devastation of the economic miracle that Texas has created.
He went on to talk about safety in homes and communities, and he talked about God.
You know, something is wrong when we live in a state that stops a valedictorian from mentioning God in a graduation speech, but doesn't stop the drug cartels or transnational gangs from terrorizing our cities. As governor, I will put a stop to those priorities, and I will keep our community safe.
Abbott also brought up education.
The state can't have a one-size-fits-all approach to educating our children, and we must stop forcing our teachers to teach to so many standardized tests and allow them to truly educate our students to achieve their very best.
Abbott and Davis have already clashed over everything from policy positions to her personal life story to Abbott's campaigning with Ted Nugent. The sparring will likely become more intense as they try to build support for the November election. Dua Li, Sai Kow Tao, KERA News.